Nina Roach, the place where you can experience the goodness of God and culturally relevant information and inspiration that will lead you to your personal transformation. I'm so glad that you have joined me this morning and have another opportunity to shift and be filled with hope and have a little humor and encouragement, as well as layers and layers of faith. You know, we're going to start off every segment with the Word of God and take God at His Word. I mean, how else are we going to experience the greater measures without taking God at His Word, without layers of faith? Let's go right in and pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will choose to be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you for the day, another day to experience and walk in the greater measures of your grace, the grace that you've given us to get results, that it won't be none of ourselves. We'll find ourselves this year saying so much that it's not us, none of us, but all of you, and how much, Father, we need you this morning. And so we thank you, Father God, for acknowledging you and having an opportunity to acknowledge you, having an opportunity today to walk in favor, according to Psalms 5:12, to walk in your grace, that it's by grace and through faith. Father, I thank you that we won't be able to make our boast in and of ourselves, but we get a chance today to dote upon you. We get a chance today to boast upon you in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, do what you do best as the author and the finisher of our faith. You've brought it to our revelation and our minds and our understanding of just how much we need the Word of God, even from the very beginning. That is how we even got saved. That is how we have even come to even the purposes and the callings and the giftings that you've given each one of us. It's because of the Word of God. And so, Holy Spirit, you are so faithful. Continue to do what you do best, to not only allow me to partner with you and to sit alongside of you and to witness the things that you are saying and the things that you desire to do. Help us all have listening ears this morning. Help us today to continue as we launch into this year to have teachable hearts this morning, and with understanding that not only that we will know what to do, it's not just what we believe that we know, it's to know what we believe in the name of Jesus. And may we all continue to long for truth. May we never stop longing for your truth, but may that truth be filled with reality and with the performance, Father, of your word. And so if you agree with this prayer as we are launching out into day 8, here it is already, day 8, January the 8th of 2019, the year of the greater measures, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. You know, amen means so be it. So you literally, you know, as you're going to be saying amen and thank you, Father, and all the wonderful things that God is doing. I don't know about you, but I mean, we're already getting testimonies. I got a testimony late last night. I was reading a text message, and our outreach director, Carol Flores, yesterday was our Ray's birthday. I call it a Ray Day, you know, and we prayed yesterday morning. And it was his birthday. This was Yvette's only son, who's our media director. And even though she was grieving, there was something wonderful also that was happening. We saw two of his young friends as I was reading the text yesterday. Remember, if you remember, last year around this, not this time, but last year, I said we're going to get about 1 million souls, and I don't care how long it takes. And even if those two gather, and the next two, they gather and they share and they continue to say something that God has said, then guess what? It's time to see the manifestation and the performance of the word. And just knowing we got two new little souls, little young men that have come into the kingdom of God through their declarations of faith. They were celebrating in remembrance of Ray, his birthday, and yesterday, and the grandmother, Carol, and Yvette, they had an opportunity to lead these young men to the Lord. I said, and I, when I called them, because I couldn't just read the text, though it was late, I had to call them, get out, up, and let them know I'm rejoicing with you, because that's good news. He says, celebrate when even just one of these will enter into the kingdom of God. And I mean, these young men, they would, from what I was hearing, they said that they were ready. They were saying, hey, I'm ready. What does it take? And they acknowledged Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's what I'm talking about. And you know what? Praise God. Wasn't any no one there necessarily in the fivefold ministry. No, God is using you this year in the greater measures. Who have you last led to the Lord or shared about Jesus? Just think about that. And this isn't a time to search or feel condemned if you haven't your eyes. Jesus said in John, he says, the harvest is ready. The roads are right. You need to get your feet on the paths of the road or ask the Holy Spirit to put you in the path of some unbeliever and share the love of God. And you know what? Don't get all so much caught up as, oh, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? What, how are they going to act? Are they going to reject Jesus? That is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to get your faith up and get in there and know that the Holy Spirit, he said, the word says, when you open up your mouth, he will fill it. Let the Holy Spirit fill your mouth and give you something to work with. And don't worry about their responses. You just get concerned on doing the parts that you're supposed to do. Say the word. And a lot of times, one of the greater ways that I have discovered, and it's not gonna, not that I don't feel the butterflies and all the things that you feel, so let's just get that in perspective as well. It's always good just to share your story. Because, see, when you start sharing your story, and they're looking at you like some of them may look like, okay, they seem a little different, but that's okay because you are a peculiar soul. And so when they look at you and they listen to what you're saying and where you've come from and, you know, and how God gathered you up and cleaned you up and, you know, and tell the whole story. Don't give them half of the story and you, like, while you're looking so glorious and glistening. Tell them the whole story, that you was in a mess and you had an opportunity and somebody came up to you. You know, because when I tell my story, I start right. I don't start when I landed in California. I start right off that I was divorced. I was going through a hard time. I was in a really ugly relationship. I was on my deathbed, and I heard a voice saying, and when I take off from that moment, I mean the plane doesn't land, sonny. That thing keeps going on and on, and it keeps escalating by faith. And I get in there, and I say just what God is telling me to say. And I, who knows where we land other than them saying, you know what? What does it take for me to be saved? What does it take for me to get out of this mess? And all we're going to do is lead them, and then you take their phone numbers. Don't be afraid to give out your phone number. I mean, just think, the solicitors have it, and you didn't give it to them, and you hang up on them. Well, at least give a phone number or some way, or you take their number and put your number when you call them. There's ways to get around that, too. I'm empowering and equipping you when you come on these radio broadcasts. And then when they call, guess what? Then you can go right in and hide your number. You can. There's a way that you, I think you press 6 first or 06 and you dial their number and your number doesn't even show. And say, hey, this is Nina. Saw you when we were in the Albertsons or the Aldi's or wherever it is. And remember, and they're going to remember your conversation because they'll say, oh, yeah, that was the really weird one, the really deep one, the one that was just telling a story. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because all I'm thinking about is I've gained another somebody just to even listen to the gospel. And then I have an opportunity to walk alongside of them, invite them to the church. Because, you know, they always want to find out next where you're going to church. So at least be in a place, according to Hebrews 10, where you're planted. And I'm excited because of January 20th, our first Sunday worship experience will launch. We had a wonderful time of our we had a wonderful time on our vision casting meeting, and I'm excited about the things of God and what's going to take place. And if we don't launch on the 20th, it will surely be on the 27th, and that will be as they knew according to the meeting if something has hindered that process. But no matter what, we are coming out the gate for January 2019 full of the Word of God. Then I got a phone call, another call, late last night. Usually I pray every Monday with my prayer partner. And good morning, Connie, because I know you're on here. I'm sure you are. I know you are. You're so faithful, you little faithful one, you. And but anyway, got a phone call from a woman that I met in CVS. I didn't meet her for the first time. She and I used to go to church together at an old church where we were at for over 20 years. And got a phone call from her. I just gave her my number, and I started asking her about her family and asking her about other situations. And she says, oh, she had almost tears in her eyes with three daughters, and it's just not good. That's the best way to say it. And it's hard to, could you imagine, to not speak with your only three girls for 5 years and due to a hardship, and no one wants to talk to the mother, talk to her. And so the person that I knew many years ago was like me, fiery, woo, 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 just that wasn't the person that I saw in CBS. See, hardships will cause you or make you think, because this is one of, this is the very last words that I told her to her last night when we got off the phone. And why I'm not saying her name, because you don't need to know that anyway. And I'm just sharing her story, and her, so it wouldn't matter. You don't know her, so you can't put the two together. But these are just real living things that are happening in our lives that we got to be ready for, because this is the year of the greater measure, greater souls, greater opportunities to minister, and not minister when the pastor or leader says, hold hands and pray for the person that's around you and come in agreement. No, come in agreement when you be, when you leave the house with the Holy Spirit to say that I'm going out into this dark world, protect me according to Psalms 91, and lead me on the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, for the sake of the Son, and then give me somebody before that I can share the good news of the gospel with. So here we are. I'm with her, hadn't seen her, and after I prayed for her, literally we were on that phone for almost 2 hours. It was almost, it was very, very late, considering for me, I'm coming off the phone late on that Monday praying with it. I had this opportunity that I couldn't pass up. This woman is the mess. So anyway, we pray, and the next thing she says, I just got to confess. I'm just not a warrior anymore. Because she could hear all the fire, and I'm praying for her. She was praying in the Holy Ghost, and you could, I could feel it. I could hear the shift in from the conversation of when she, we first started, into yes and yes and yes, like I remember and I know this and blah, 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 blah. She was going on and on. And I told her, I said, let me tell you something. You never stop being a warrior. And this was straight out from the Holy Spirit, because I've never told anybody this. So you know the whole, and see, this is why I tell you, don't wait or think or for the Holy Spirit to give you something. He's going to give you something because he knows the people that he's trying to reach through you. That's why it's getting your faith up. It's faith builders training. For those of you who haven't done it, get in there. I've extended it to, you know, I'm making the invitation for another day. Another $21. Get back in that faith builder. If you've done it, it's totally different. Like, they're getting 21-day videos from me every single day live. I know you didn't get that the first time because we were creating it, and I wasn't called to do it. I'm doing whatever the Holy Spirit says to do. Hey, at least I created it. How about that? I could have just kept meditating and thinking, yeah, that sounds really good, Holy Spirit. But back to this woman. I told her, I said, you never stop being a warrior. Just like you never stop being who you are. You just laid your sword down. Ooh, when I told her that, I could feel that face shoot up with adrenaline about like somebody hit the bell and you say, ding, now you try to hit, you hit that ringer or that stopper and that bell goes all the way to the top and says, ding, that's just what happened. It was wonderful. It was a great experience, a great opportunity to be used by the Holy Spirit. the one who knew this person, the one who understood her grievance, the one who was demanding just talking about this morning. It's time to demand justice, just like this persistent widow. You might have started off in the new year for 2019 with that old stuff, with that same pain, that aching, or that aching in your soul, or that thing. A lot of people say, I realize I got faith. Yeah, but you knew you had faith, but there's the faith up. Get your faith up. And so like that persistent woman, she's like that persistent woman, because I'm telling you, though she's not a widow, though she might be a divorcee, something needs to be divorced from you. It may be like a widow in a sense where it has died, like I shared with her yesterday, when she really got a hold of some of the things that she was sharing about and how I just aligned it by the Spirit of God with the scriptures. I says, when God told Joshua, he said, Joshua, I know this has been your general. I know this has been the one that you have leaned and been taught by. You've been under great tutelage. I know that this has been your governor. You're his right-hand man. You were his right-hand man. But I'm telling you right now, Joshua, I still got over 2 million folks that are waiting for me to legally carry them over to the other side. So I need for you to grieve. Just make this your last day to grieve, or make this your last day to go through what you've been experiencing in your emotions. Don't think that I'm not dismissing your emotions, but Joshua, I got too many people on the other side that I got to carry over, and I need you. And that's what God is summoning us this year, saying, I need you. I need to partner with you, and you need to partner with for you to listen so close to what I'm saying to you. Even today, I need for you to listen, and then I need for you to follow through, because there's somebody that's outside of the place where you're listening right now that is not boasting upon me, that doesn't even know me, and I hear their cries, and I'm sending you. So the thing that you have been going through, or the thing that you bought into this new year, sometimes you might have still bought in that old you, still just can't seem to get on track. He's saying that old you, keep it in the burial. Keep it under the water through baptism. It's dead, because that's what he told Moses. And when she really heard me say yesterday, that thing that you're going through, we're not dismissing it, we're not denying it, but that thing of 5 years have had you too long, it's dead. We are now getting ready to cross over onto the other side, to get our faith up, to keep our faith up, and do what God is calling us to do. And so like that persistent widow in the story of Luke, Luke 18, I'm going to read that for you if you allow me to. And that this verse is coming from, let me get there very quickly, because it was a version that I read it. And as a matter of fact, I know the version right here is the message, the story of the persistent widow. But let's not even put widow there. This could be the story of the persistent you, story of the persistent whatever. Put your child's name there, my children, Frankie and Kylie. This is the story of them, because I'm like that, this woman, and I'm being persistent. And Jesus tells us where to be persistent in. And then remember, if you see this year, I'm giving you a strategy right now by the Spirit of God. Whatever you see in the reading the word, always think, at least from this, from if you're listening with us, or partnering with us, our legacy partners, always think greater, 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 greater. Why don't you say that with me? Come on and say it. Greater, 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 greater. Because the Holy Spirit told us from that prophetic word on December 19th to get that in your spirit. Greater, 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 greater. And I read to you yesterday when we launched this broadcast that he said that according to the word from Psalm 65:11, he says that your feet will be on the paths of overflow. This will be this year will be crowned with its yearly harvest. Its yearly harvest. We are on the paths of overflow. So in other words, we're on already we launched into this year on the paths of the greater. We didn't have to start off in the year like many who are just beginning to sow, who are just beginning to say, okay, I'm for real, for real, for real, for real this year, God. No, we have already launched in with the greater measure. And like this persistent widow, the persistent you and me, Jesus told them a story. Telling now, I love it because that's what parable means. It means a story. When you share your life, you are pieces of a parable. Because right then, remember, just like when Jesus was speaking to them in parables, because he was walking, he was sent here by God, but he was walking among people who were unbelievers. He was walking around people who were still under that religious laws and rules and under tradition. He was sharing stories about people so that they could understand. So Jesus was always telling stories, but he knew of this particular person. So he says, according to Luke 18:1-3 from the Message Bible, Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray. Greater measures. Pray consistently and never quit. If you're going to get out of here and get all your stuff and see the greater measures and the performance of God's word from that faith builders training and getting your faith up, you can't quit praying. Never stop praying. There was once a judge in some city, Jesus mentions, who never gave God a thought. So these are people that you're going to be meeting all through the world and places where God is ordering your stuff. They didn't give God a thought. Here it is. And they cared nothing for people. But here's this widow, this persistent woman in that city, kept after them. And she says, my rights are being violated. Protect me. So guess what? He never gave her the time of day again, according to Luke 18:4-5 in the Message. And by this time, but after this went on, that means she kept on knocking. She kept on praying. She kept on, because when Jesus was saying praying, it doesn't mean the prayers of the quiet. This means where she was putting a demand on that promise. She was putting a demand on the word of God. She was putting a demand, because when you're praying, you're putting a demand on it. The kingdom of heaven suffer violent, and the violent take it by force. So she was basically saying, my rights are being violated, and you can do something about it. Here you are supposed to be the Moses of the city. You holding the key to the city, and you're not doing anything. You're not protecting me. And according to what I know from my rules and the regulations and the laws that have been established for this city, it says that widows need to be protected. And I've been persistently praying and consistently never quitting and going to the judge on the behalf of you, judge, that's been tweeting all of this stuff about all that we could have, and you keep putting up fences all throughout California and telling folks that they can't come in and have rights. And I know that it's right, but I'm telling you, I need protection. I need this rule change. I need for you to do something about it. And basically from Luke 18:4-5, this judge who never gave her any time of day and he never cared nothing about God, he says here, he said to himself, just like the prodigal son came to himself, this judge came to himself. He says, he was owning up to it, to agreeing with what her statement. He says, I what God thinks. Even less what people think. How arrogant of this judge. Can you just imagine? But because this widow who's so persistent, she She keeps coming to me telling me her decree. She keeps coming to me and telling me her rights are being violated and how the enemy keeps stealing and killing and destroying all kind of stuff up in her neighborhood. And she keeps badgering me. He says, I better do something and see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beaten. That's why I love the message. That's why I read it. Beaten black and blue by her pounding. See, it's time for you to pound. It's time for you to pound. It's time for you to say, give it up. Change that law to accommodate the kingdom of God. Change that rule so that I can get in. And then the master said, do you hear, this is Jesus, do you hear what that judge, corrupt as he was saying? He says, so what makes you think that God won't step in and work justice for you this year and for his chosen people who continue to cry out for help? That's why I know we're going to get some answers done. That's why I know me and my legacy partners, we're going to do some great and mighty things. That's why I know it's already starting. The lives are getting saved in East L.A. And the lady is calling me on the phone, and she's already looking for a new church, saying that when she left the old church where we were, she said she liked it, and they didn't get in the word, but not the kind of stuff you talking about where there's signs and wonders following, because she had, and she was going through some, and had been to the doctor. Her, one of her last words to say, I even feel better in my body. See, all you got to do is start saying the word and demanding justice to say you're going to let her go, Satan. You had her too long for 5 years. She's been bound with guilt and shame and condemnation. She's been crying too long, and she's cried, but I'm crying up from a higher place. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and I'm standing alongside of her, and I'm demanding, saying, give me her stuff. And just as sure as I'm telling you this, the word of God, Jesus is saying, he says, I assure you, he will. He will not drag his feet. This is the Holy Ghost. But how much of this kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on the earth when he returns? You're going to hear me talking all throughout the year about grace, you getting out of the way and God showing out so you can make your boast in him. You're going to hear a lot about faith, because faith is the substance, and faith comes like now by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're going to hear me talk a lot about your righteousness so you can be bold and pound and get the job done until that devil's black and blue and you remind him that he's a defeated foe, according to Colossians 2:15, and then you remind him again in Acts 10:38 that you've been sent, just like Jesus was sent, to proclaim the word of God. Decree it in your prayers. Praise your way out of that thing and praise God with others. Maybe it ain't you, but you get a chance to walk alongside of somebody else who just is hanging by a thread while you're in the marketplaces, while you're in the community ministry gatherings. You get a chance to open up your mouth, because God said, according to Romans 8:19, that this is the year for the sons and the daughters to go to the greater measure and be revealed. Can I get an amen and amen? This is your time, beloved. This is your season. It's time to get your faith up. Say it with me again. Greater. Say it with, like you're demanding it. Greater. Tell them what you want. Greater favor. Come on. Greater faith. Come on. Greater blessings. Come on. Greater joy. Come on. Greater peace. Come on. Greater understanding. Come on. I want the greatness of God. I told God yesterday, all I want is the greater of you. Because if I get more of you, I know that I'm going to get more of everything else that you have for me, my business, my ministry, my family, my legacy partners, my friends, and all my relationships, my money. I'm demanding, give me my stuff back. And that's what you and I have been called to do. And I'm so glad to join you for our second day of 2018 as we are getting our faith up, and we're going to be like that persistent woman, and we're going to continue to pray and make our boast in God. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you, and may the Lord lift up his approving countenance, hey, and give you today peace and tranquility of heart. In the name of Jesus. Now, how much more culturally relevant can this inspired information be just for you? Take hold of that word from this platform. You're receiving hope, healing, truth, and encouragement. And know, no matter what, that Jesus is still Lord. I love you. God bless you, and I look forward to shifting with you tomorrow through the airwaves. In Jesus' name, amen.